Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Hinton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gonzalez. Gonzalez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gonzalez. Oliva moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive to left field. Hinton throws towards the plate. Askew fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Askew. Oliva scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Hargan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargan. Rollins moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rollins scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman is walked intentionally. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Hargan and Hall is out. Zimmerman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Stigman moves to third. Lee Stang now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to home to get Stigman. Verhals moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran pinch hits for Lee Stang. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Gary Bell. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Nosek pinch runs for Jerry Zimmerman. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Gonzalez covering, for the out. Nosek moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nosek moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiefenauer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow pinch runs for Phil Roof. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 4 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Bill Plice now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Jack Kralik now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Sandy Valdespino now playing right field. Tony Oliva now playing center field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-to-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Plice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Brown reaches second base with a double. Salmon moves to third. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Duke Sims. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Plice. Salmon scores. Brown moves to third. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.